I'd like to call the September 17th City Council meeting to order. Liz, if you would, roll call, please.
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Gearing, Cuddaback, Camp, Davis, Gamble, Hanford, and Mayor Pro Tem Williams.
Stand for pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next on the agenda, we're going to open it up for comments from citizens. I do not have anyone signed up, but if there is anyone who would like to speak to council on any issue other than a quasi-judicial matter that's subject to public hearing, feel free to come up to the podium and state your name and address for the record. All right, seeing nobody, we will move along to the consent agenda. Councilmember Gearing?
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, I'd like to pull number four.
I'll amend my motion to be items 1 through 3.
Second.
1 and 3.
Second.
All right, okay, so we have a motion from Councilmember Gearing, a second from Councilmember Hanford for consent agenda items 1 and 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries 7-0. All right, let's do them in numerical order. So number 2.
Excuse myself. Oh, that's right.
So we'll have to just vote them out separate then anyways. All right, do I have a motion for consent agenda item number 2?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made by Councilmember Quebec, seconded by Councilmember Hanford. And let the record show that Councilman Gamble has stepped out of council chambers. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries 6-0. All right, and for the record, Councilmember Gamble is back in the council chambers. So number 4, I was just wondering, Brad, could you give me a little bit of an overview of what that is? I didn't completely understand this from the cover sheet, but it seemed like a fairly big item. For consent agenda.
The state of Washington Department of Enterprise Systems has a program where they have contracted with a consulting group to go around and find energy efficiency improvements for municipalities. We brought them up to look at the wastewater treatment plant, and you can see the 5 projects that they've been studying on the attachment. They've done their preliminary work. We gave them a list of criteria that we thought would be worth the city's time to undertake these projects. But the big one is that it would have a payback in 10 years. So the energy savings and operational efficiencies would have a positive cash flow after at least 10 years. They have done their preliminary studies and think that those 5 projects will do that. Now, in order to proceed, we need to semi-commit to spending money on this, is that's to do the investment grade audit, which will basically look at those projects in depth to see if they actually meet the criteria. So they've done their background work and they think that they will, but in order to qualify for grant funding, you need to do an investment grade audit. So we sign up to do the investment grade audit. If the investment grade audit comes out and says that the projects do not meet our criteria, we're done. We're off the hook. We don't owe anybody any money. If they do say that they do meet the return on investment requirements of the city, then we are obligated to pay for that. And there's 2 ways to pay for it. One is if we decide not to proceed with the projects, we just have to give them the $117,000 that it is. If we decide to go forward with the project, that cost is rolled into the cost of the project, so there's no immediate payment for $117,000. It basically gets spread out over the project life. The next round of grants for energy efficiency improvements is in February. So the idea is if we can get the investment grade audit done and the beginnings of design work, and that shows that we have return on investment, beginning of design work, that will allow us to apply for those grants. And that's also the grant funding criteria. You know, you get more points the farther along you are in the process of design. So that's what we're hoping to do. And the amount of the money that to fund these projects is available in the bank right now in the capital improvement fund for Senator Sewer. And then this would also, and then with the grants that we get, the incentive payments from PUD, and as we remember from last week's tour out the wastewater treatment plant, installing the new ultraviolet disinfection units, we got $58,000 back from PUD for energy savings. Similar sort of program for the other improvements. So that we hope to be able to do it over the 2014-2015.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
And Donovan is here from the wastewater treatment, and Joe from the Department of Enterprise Systems is here. If you have any technical questions or the program questions.
Okay. All right. Any other? Okay. Do you have a motion for consent agenda item number 4?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Cudbeck. Seeing no other lights, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the motion carries 7-0. All right, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Moving right along, we'll go into Councilmember reports. Councilmember Hanford.
And that's it.
I wanted to thank the Public Works Department. The tour last week was wonderful. I actually sent a thank you card. I was so moved by just the professionalism and dedication, and they clearly are great staff who represent the city well. So I wanted to thank them for that tour publicly.
I just echo what Councilmember Beck said.
I'll also echo that. I think John has missed his calling. He should be a tour guide. clearly excels in that role.
Passionate about sewer. That's pretty impressive.
All right. Moving along, we will go for staff and department reports, and we'll just kind of start in the back and work our way up. Mr. Sachs.
Nothing today. Thanks.
Chief.
Yes, today we had two fine young officers graduate from the academy, and we will start their field training this week. They're not wasting any time.
Good, that's good. That's great. Brad?
Nothing to add.
Okay. Gene?
Nothing to add, but I'm ready for the draft agenda if you are.
I am ready.
Thank you. Draft agenda for October 1st, 2013. Announcements and presentations. We have a proclamation, Ever Community College Day in Monroe. Proclamation, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And the Chamber of Commerce report. We have the consent agenda and two items under new business. First being preliminary 2014 budget presentation. Second being presentation of property tax levy information. And the draft agenda for October 8th, 2013. As we look at the long-range calendar, there was discussion about canceling September 24th, 2013, and we're going to start doing things a little bit different. We'd like to start having motions in regards to canceling meetings, so that's part of the minutes for the future. If somebody digs back in time, it's actually recorded. So this evening, we'd be looking for a motion to cancel September 24th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Geary. Seeing no lights, we'll call for the vote. All those in favor to cancel the September 24th meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 7-0.
And then I guess I would like to have a bit of discussion in regards to the November 5th council meeting. Talked about potentially canceling that. One of the concerns is we have a lot of planning items that are going to be coming up. So the question, I guess, for council this evening is, do we want to cancel that night and maybe have the meeting on the 4th? That would work for people, or go to the 6th. And so we'd still have a meeting that month. It'd just be on a different day. Or on that week, it'd just be a different day.
Councilmember Gearing.
I'm available either of those nights that week, so it'd be fine with me if we wanted to move to a different night.
Councilmember Gamble. And yeah, I guess I'll just want to see, let's get a little closer to it, because I'm sure it'll fill up, but if we get to that point, there's nothing. I mean, it doesn't make sense to move to a different day if there's nothing on the agenda. If it's something on the agenda, absolutely.
Okay.
That's what we'll do.
Councilmember Hayes.
That was my as we get closer, we'll get a clearer idea. But if we do need it, we do need something. So,
but it sounds like we're open to a different day.
Perfect.
Provided we can get a little closer. Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, I agree. And also, if there was a choice, I would rather have the October 22nd meeting not canceled. If we cancel the breakfast, keep the 22nd to take care of the business. But as was already said, we'll just see when time comes.
And I would concur with that. As you notice, there's some planning, that there's a planning item on there, so I don't think we'll be able to cancel that meeting. We're starting to run up against some timelines. And so, okay. Thank you.
HR meeting,
but we have something to talk about that.
Okay. But we don't have a meeting. We don't have a meeting again until then, so we probably should decide that now. Would you want, just like to just move to the 8th?
No, that's fine.
So that's fine. Does that work?
That's a good one.
So 5:45 on the 8th for the finance HR meeting. Councilmember Hanford.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Gearing. Seeing no other lights, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.